10, Shirley P. Fritz, southwest of Route 5, 489 feet north of Vera Lane, a variance from the side yard setback requirement. If you're looking at your survey, gentlemen, the right side's going to be pulled in at the 10-foot, so the 4.4 is all that's needed on the south side. Is that correct?
I'm Irvin Moore. I represent my sister, Shirley Fritz.
Fine. Put your raise your right hand and name and address.
Irvin Moore, 35503 Irvin Way. I'm property owner on the northern boundary.
Okay. That's your address?
Yes.
Okay. Do you swear the testimony about to give to be true and correct to best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do.
All right, thank you.
I thought I had a copy of the layout in my envelope, but I don't. But I think I remember my sister wishes to place a home on the lot next to me. And the lots run on an angle with the front road, as your sketches will show there. And we're trying to put the house more or less square with the road, which is not 100% even in the sketch there. But to get it to turn that angle, we're requesting a side yard setback. On the northern boundary, I think it's 2 foot. That's on my side.
Right.
And the other, I think, was 4.5.
Yeah, 4.4.
4.4.
Right.
That also is my sister on the southern property boundary, too.
So the first survey is null and void, right? The second survey, you're saying, needs 2.5 tenths on the north side?
Say that again, sir, though.
You need 2.5 tenths of a foot on the north side? Is that correct?
Okay, yes.
Okay, because we had...
I had, yeah, it was different first.
Right.
2 feet on the first survey.
Might be a good idea to have him point out which of the two plans he's receiving.
Yes, which one? I have one here that is dated February 21st, 2006.
Sir, hold on, Mr.
That's the one we're working off of.
We got this one here.
Do you have it? The last page, 2006?
This one here.
Yeah, they're both dated the same.
Which one's the one you want? This one? All right, he pointed to this one. It's not marked up. Okay?
Okay. No, that's wrong. It's the one where we turned the house more perpendicular with the road, yeah. This one. This is the one.
All right. He's changed his mind. He's now talking about this one.
The first one.
The one that's marked up.
Last in the application. The other one.
It's the one where the house is turned to be more lined up with the road.
Okay.
The one that says that the 2-foot variance is not needed, that's the one we're using now, then?
Yes, that one.
That one?
That's the one he's pointing to.
That's the one you're pointing to. You don't need the 2-foot variance, then. Is that correct? Mine circled, it says a variance of 2 feet is needed. Then on here, the circle one's got not needed, so which one is that?
It's needed. It's needed. And the one we want, this is the one we're trying to work with right here, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
The one where the house is turned on an angle.
Right.
On the lot, but... Sorry about that mixed up.
Not needed or needed?
Well, that one is questionable. And the reason being is that at first, it says a variance of 2 feet is needed.
Is needed.
On the north side.
Yes.
However, there's notation that says not needed.
Not needed.
And then it says to be revised, 4.4-foot variance on the south side in lieu of a 5.6-foot variance. We need to know exactly what you want.
Which one do you need?
10 feet to be held on north.
2 foot is needed on the north side, sir.
Okay. And what about on the south side?
On the south side, the 4.4.
Not the 5.6?
No.
Okay.
All right.
So 4.4 is needed then on the south side. You're going to hold it 10 feet on the north side, is that correct?
Wants a 2-foot variance.
There, we still need the 2-foot variance.
He says a variance from side yard setback.
Okay. 4.4 feet then need on the south.
This was just advertised as side yard, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's fine.
Just that 4.4.
I'll give you any number.
both.
Yeah.
2.2.
Yeah.
4.4.
Yeah.
That's not required.
Yes, okay.
Sir, what was previously on the lot?
Excuse me?
How was the lot previously improved? Mobile or?
No, it was, it's all, our father gave all of us a lot side by side across from the farm. So, I mean, there was never any other dwelling or anything on this particular lot.
Okay, so there was no dwelling here?
No.
Okay. Have any further questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Berman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Just one, I guess this was subdivided some time ago, but.
Must have been 93.
Paperwork on the, okay.
1.4 acres.
You know how long ago?
Do you know how long ago?
You know how long ago your dad subdivided, or did he subdivide?
It was done, subdivided in, let's see, would have been.
Roughly.
It's been 30 years.
30 years.
That's important.
Thank you. Any further questions, Mr. Jones? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9710. It is unique in the size of the lot and the manner in which he has to place the house. I don't believe it can otherwise be developed, and I believe it's a minimum variance that would afford relief.
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Hudson, second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 9710. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried, case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your time.